Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 284. We are now in the discussion of the biological special program of the renal, pelvis and ureters. Yesterday we saw that the biological conflict linked to the epithelial lining of the renal, pelvis and the ureters is a male territorial marking conflict and a female marking conflict depending on one's gender, laterality and hormone status. Let us understand what is meant by territorial marking conflict. It refers to an intrusion into one's home, property, etc. if his activities are limited to them, or it can even be an extended territory like neighborhood, village, city, state, country, etc. Fights over a position, competitor moving into his professional terrain, etc. can cause work-related marking conflicts. When the relatives cross the line or meddle in one's business, there can develop relationship-related marking conflicts. Here, the concerned member can be spouse, children, parents, relatives, roommates, classmates, friends, visitors, neighbors, colleagues, teachers, supervisors, etc. When one is controlled by his spouse, parent or partner, that feeling can evoke a marking conflict. It is really an invasion of one's private sphere when the other behaves without any respect for one's belongings. If one male finds that another man is interested in his wife, or if he finds that his wife or girlfriend sleeps with another man, there can develop the territorial marking conflict. Any invasion of one's intimate space, as in the case of sexual abuse or unwanted sex, can also evoke this conflict. It can be due to an assault against one's beliefs, racist remarks or any other harassment. This is common in children at school, kindergarten, daycare, playground, or when a new sibling is born, when asked to share a room or a toy with another child, etc. Pets can also suffer from marking conflicts if another animal or humans occupy their territories or when they are relocated. Please do not forget that the territorial conflict is one of the conflict themes of organs of ectodermal origin. Now we proceed to the SBS proper. Please understand that there is hyposensitivity during conflict active phase and epileptic crisis, and hypersensitivity during healing phase. That means the biological special program of the lining of the renal, pelvis and ureters follow the outer skin sensitivity pattern. During the conflict active phase, depending on the intensity and duration of the conflict, there occurs ulceration in the lining of the renal, pelvis, renal calyces and or ureters. This is the nature's method of improving the urine flow by widening the ureters and enlarging the volume of the renal pelvis. That means the biological purpose of cell loss is to enable the marking of the territory in a better manner. During the healing phase, there are many symptoms commonly met with in clinical practice. Here, the lost tissue is replenished with proliferation of cells. This happens during PCLA or first part of the healing phase. There will be swelling due to edema or fluid accumulation in the healing area. Other symptoms are burning pains during urination, blood in urine, etc. Symptoms can be mild to severe depending on the intensity of the conflict. A large swelling can even obstruct the ureter. An added inflammation is known as pyelitis. There can have acute pain with cramps or spasms, and this condition is called ureteric colic, kidney colic or renal colic during the epileptoid crisis of the surrounding striated muscles occurring simultaneously. As in the case of all other organs, controlled from the sensory, post-sensory or premotor sensory cortices, here also, during epileptoid crisis, there can have troubled circulation, dizzy spells, short disturbances or complete loss of consciousness, experienced as fainting or absence depending on the intensity of the conflict. A drop of blood sugar also can occur due to the excessive use of glucose by the brain cells. If there are bacteria to assist the healing process with repair and scarring of PCLB, then that condition is called bacterial infection of the renal pelvis or ureters. This is usually the case when the ulceration of the CFAs goes deeper to affect the renal or ureteral tissue. If someone complains of so-called recurring infections, it indicates the conflict relapses by setting on tracks established when the original marking conflict took place. Kidney stones is another very common clinical condition to be considered here. In the case of stones in the renal pelvis, they are usually the results of the occlusion of the renal calyces due to prolonged healing phase being pushed through the neck of the renal calyx during epileptoid crisis. From there, they reach the urinary bladder. This can be a painful experience with acute pain, spasm, cramps, etc. in the renal pelvis, also called kidney colic. The kidney stones found in the renal pelvis are greenish or yellowish and are uric acid stones. In the case of kidney collecting tubule program also, there can have the formation of kidney stones, but they are white or dark calcium oxalate stones. In dogs and cats, the territorial marking conflicts are very common, and as a result, they pass urates in urine very often. Friends, urinary tract infection is a very common medical condition where the conventional medicine makes the people to believe that bacteria from outside enter through the urethra into the bladder and then up to ureter, renal pelvis, etc. When we study GNM, we will know the truth. Tomorrow we will take up the specific SBS of the bladder mucosa and urethra when we will see what exactly happens in a case of so-called urinary tract infections in details. Please hang on. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.